Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The recent Israeli elections are at a stalemate, but God is still in charge. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to the broadcast table to explain this political situation in Israel.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Israeli body politic went to the polls to vote. It was a record turnout, but it's come to a stalemate once again. Why is it a stalemate? Much like a repeat of the elections that took place back in April of this year.
At the present moment, Jimmy, neither of those two leading parties is able to gather together the necessary 61.
So what then will the procedure be, Winky? How will they come about doing that?
Well, the president of the state, Ruvi Rivlin, on Sunday will begin what's called consultations. He receives each faction that got into the Knesset, and they get about 30 to 40 minutes to tell the president their preference for the member of Knesset who should be charged with the responsibility for trying to come back to the Knesset and say, Speaker of the Knesset, I have at least 61 members of Knesset who will vote for me, and that's called a vote of confidence. Once that happens, we have a government. If that does not happen, I'm going to go back to the holy books and scriptures and find out what we can do because we're really in a mess.
Yeah, that's the best place to go, I'll guarantee you. Quick answer, if you will, Winky. Whoever forms the government, if there is a government formed, will the future look okay for the Israeli state of Israel in this next government?
Well, Jim, now you're asking me a question that I might have to mix in a little bit of my political beliefs here. We're at a critical stage. Of course, you've probably heard that in the past. We've got Iran that has just recently bombed Saudi Arabia or other oil fields. I mean, we're not talking about Hezbollah activities on Israel's northern border. This was an outright act of war against a sovereign country. We have the American alliance that we have to take care of. At this point, to do without a Mr. Netanyahu somewhere in the neighborhood, I would not personally feel comfortable with that political situation, and therefore I do say it's critical. We have, of course, dependency on our traditions, our biblical and prophetic beliefs and knowledge, but again, too often in history, if man leaves the good book and God, he's left to his own devices, and we don't know what happens.
Winky Medad with an explanation of the political dilemma in Israel, but he also reminds us that God is still in charge. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. As Winky reported, the results of the recent Israeli elections are at a stalemate with no one yet able to form a coalition government. However, remember, God puts in charge of human government His choice for leadership. That's Romans chapter 13 and verse 1. God's plan for the Jewish state will indeed come to pass. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...